Hello and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It is a privilege to journey with you through the Word. I just want to comment on how grateful that I am for all of the positive comments we've had on the recent podcasts through the book of Romans. Apparently, we're making quite an impact in people's day-to-day Bible study, and I get response from all over the world from people who are longtime listeners, first-time listeners, who seem blessed by the fact that there is a place to go, and I'm not in any way insinuating we're the only place, but there's a place to go in the social media world where you can just hear Bible study. What I call a left to right Bible study. Go into a book and just keep going. And while there's a place for all kinds of study, and should be, topical, word study, illustrative stories, both theological and non, whatever. There's a place for all that. I'm glad there's a place for Bible study and an audience for it. So I want to tell you that I'm as excited about it as you are. And I say all of that for the reason that we are in the fifth chapter of Romans and have definitely slowed down on our approach because we're in such good, meaty territory, deep water sort of stuff. But we are getting into the very heartbeat of some of the most important arguments the book of Romans will make. And over the next several days, we're going to go into the argument of reconciliation, an argument that Paul does not limit to his writings to the church at Rome, and an argument that will require us to leave the book of Romans, not permanently, but temporarily, from time to time, in order to establish the fullness of that argument. The argument is not all of the sudden. There's a turn, a transition. At the top of the fifth chapter, Paul declares that we've been justified by faith and that we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Having established that thought that there is accessible peace, that the believer doesn't have to worry. It is vital that we realize, and it's more so in this moment than in the last couple of chapters. Not since chapter one is it so important that we realize the context and the timing of this particular passage. And I don't just mean where it falls within the book, but where it falls on the timeline of human history. We are less than a generation, probably less than 15 years at the time of this writing, from what would be the great tribulation of the Jewish nation. They would undergo a judgment so severe that by August of AD 70, Jerusalem would have been demolished, the temple in Jerusalem would have been destroyed, the priesthood of Judaism would have been wiped out, the genealogical records of Judaism would be burned, the gold would have been stripped from Herod's temple, including all of the operations and equipment of the priesthood. And over 1 million Jews would have been crucified on crosses over about a three-year period in Israel, in Jerusalem, rather. That is the framework for the wrath statements of the New Testament. When you hear the New Testament writers talking about a pending wrath, a coming wrath, so when Paul in Romans 5 and 1 says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, it's important to couch that verse within the context of a pending judgment, what Luke would call the days of vengeance. And by saying we have peace with God, Paul's making a declaration that faith is the opposite of the performance of works. Remember, we're stretching all the way back to the turn at Romans 3:21. Now, righteousness apart from the law has been revealed. The system of the law is a system of wrath. Romans 4:15. The law brings wrath. Romans 5:1. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Why talk about peace with God if not in relation to the wrath of the previous chapter? And the wrath that is coming up as close as verse 9 in Romans 5, when Paul talks about we're going to be saved from wrath. So the peace given to you by having faith in Christ is on a spiritual level is most certainly peace in your heart. On a contextual level, for Romans readers, not Romans readers as in you and me, but Romans readers as in those who literally read the scroll of the book of Romans, the letter to Rome. For them, the idea was, my faith has replaced my works. My works lead to the wrath of God. My faith gives me the assurance that I have peace with God. This is why Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 24 that when they see these things happening in Jerusalem and it's compassed with armies, to flee to the mountains of Judea. And as Josephus reported, they did. They left Jerusalem in mass when they began to see it. And not one single documented death of a Christian in Jerusalem during the Roman ransacking of that city that culminated in AD 70. Why was there not a single one? Because the believers had received peace by faith, have been justified by faith, have abandoned the system of works, and have been spared the wrath of God by being obedient to what Christ told them to do, which was to flee. All of that is essential. It's necessary for us to go down that road and then to dig in to verse 9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. That's the verse that we should be on. We finished 8 yesterday, so I needed to give all of that as a reference point for verse 9, and we'll start the depth of verse 9, although we've really already laid some good framework. The depth of verse 9 we'll take care of tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a great day. God bless.